Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate y'all. Leave me alone this summer.
No!
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, there are times...
No arguing, Scott.
There are times where you just have to say thank you.
Yep.
And let people know that you appreciate them.
No doubt about it.
And so we have a listener from Chicago.
P1.
Chicago Jason. And he's active on the chat. Guru and I will go onto that chat and have some fun.
Yeah.
And he has sent us,
ooh,
check it out on YouTube.
I'm about to go look at it.
He has sent us, can you see him?
Yeah.
Can you see him?
Yeah, I can see
a
him.
Dozen cupcakes,
ooh,
from Kara's Cupcakes in the city.
Look at the presentation.
He ordered it from Chicago, and they arrived this morning.
Ew!
And I just want to say thank you to Chicago Jason.
We want to say thank you.
Sent a card and everything.
Hey,
yeah,
thanks,
we want
to
say thanks. So I'm going to actually...
That's what life's about.
I'm going to actually take one now.
I'm going to come over and get one. I'm going to take my headphones off, and I'm going to come... Or can you pass?
Well, yeah, I can pass.
Were you a good passer in hoop?
Guru, you're insulting now.
Evan said Durant sent them. Get it, cupcake.
Yeah, we just got 12 Durants.
Yeah, there you
12
go.
12 cupcakes.
Woo!
Man, thank you very much,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, that's big.
What? Thank you very much, man. Appreciate
Evan's
it.
Evan's coming to get one.
Oh, Evan's coming
in. Yeah, you got him.
I got you. Also, there's one other thing. So thank you so much. I hate to do this, but you guys know I get into other people's pockets. You know how much these donuts were? Donuts. They're not donuts. They're cupcakes, and they're incredible.
How much?
$94.
Oh, my goodness. A C-note.
Jace, how much you make?
Oh, no. We got to have
Chicago Jason, how much you make? You know, that's about $9 a cupcake.
Oh.
$8, $9 a cupcake.
I got a big ass.
All right. Yeah, I do.
Whiz it up.
Thank you so much, buddy. Oh. Really appreciate it.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Back to Curry and the Warriors, talking about expectations.
Quick question.
Yeah.
I didn't look this up, but we're talking about Steph and not losing a step, basically, at this age. I got three guys that come to mind that are doing this or have surpassed what he's doing thus far at this age. LeBron James.
All right, I got to give you that.
Tell me what you'll give me. I think you're going to fight me here.
I got to
give you. Karl Malone.
No.
Stoney, you don't think, just on what he was, like,
well,
I'm Malone age well in the league, man.
Let me look.
Okay, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Stoney, with that sky hook.
And who's the first one? Right.
LeBron.
And if I give you all three of those.
All right.
I would have to note that all three of those guys are huge.
Right.
And so,
I didn't say more spectacular than longevity.
What I'm saying is that's why what Curry's doing to me is way more impressive.
Wow. He don't have that.
Okay, so you know what? I got to give you Malone.
All right.
At 37, Karl Malone averaged 22. And he averaged,
all right.
Yeah, he was scoring 20 right. a game at 38, 39.
Okay.
He also played 81 games.
Yes, he did.
In the league, it was. You're right, Evan. That's a great
point.
That
is true.
Man.
I mean, if you ever read down the list of the games played for Stockton and Malone, it'll never be achieved again.
And you're laughing. You can go Jordan and Bird, too. Until Bird's back got messed up.
Bird was done at 34. Iverson was done at 34.
What happened to Bird's back, though, for him to be laying down? Like, was it a fall like Jimmy Butler? How did it start?
You didn't hear?
No. Dude, I feel like I hit a nerve.
They won the title in 86, they came back the next year in 87.
So what?
Got to the finals and lost. And then you know what Larry Bird did? He went back to French Lick.
All right.
And he put a driveway in his mother's home, a brand new driveway. He did it himself.
Yeah. Ah, Larry.
With the cement and the shovels.
Larry.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You imbecile.
Damn, Larry. You pay people to do that, dog.
Exactly. Anyway, Warriors expectations and the expectations for Steph Curry.
So nothing's blowing you away in regard to what this team can achieve. It sounds like 50 wins, you're like, I could see that. Top 3-4 seed, I could see that. So that's why I'm excited, and I'm with Big Smoothie, Stani. I really am just – I'm taking it all in. And this dude, the way he's playing, he's not even in his Ray Allen phase, you know, to where he could have those guys that you talk about years down the road, you know, hopefully never lead the Bay. But, man, you just think about that other player that you talk about, and, you know, I don't want to do this, but I am because I can, and he's a part of the team. But, man, if Jonathan Kuminga could hit and fit somehow – maybe that would be Steph Curry being able to go play 28 minutes a game and know, like Allstate, the Warriors are in good hands, you know? But that ain't happening anytime soon, and I think I love every second of it.
I'll say this, and I do not mean to sound, facetious. Kuminga's trying. He is. He's trying.
He always has, though, Scottie.
No.
Now, what do you mean there?
I'll tell you what I mean. There was a play last night when Jonathan Kuminga – I don't know if he got the defensive rebound or not, but he was under the basket. And when they got, I think he did get the rebound, okay, but I'm not sure. And he ran up court faster than I've ever seen him run up court.
Right.
Like, it stuck out to me. If anybody can remember the play, he kind of ran down the middle of the floor. I don't think he got it.
All right.
But he's trying.
Yeah.
He's trying. I got to give him credit. He obviously got thrown out last night. We never saw really what happened.
That Blazers feed, that's all I was a slave to. I couldn't get to Warriors. But another dunk with the left hand in transition. Donnie, I know it's the dunk. But dude, he's a freak, man.
And, you know, a lot's been made of Steve Kerr and Jonathan Kuminga's relationship. Kuminga gets thrown out at the end of the second quarter yesterday. Steve Kerr, what do you make of it?
You know, he got fouled. It was a frustration play. I have no problem with it. I mean, he deserved the foul. He was getting fouled quite a bit. It was a physical game. And the way he ran on that play, the activity that he played with, the rebounding, he had 6 boards, you know, in one half, 17 minutes. That's the JK who can really help our team. And I love the way he played. I love the fire. The passion, I don't mind the ejection at all. I kind of liked it, actually. So I thought JK was terrific tonight.
Is that a coach who believes what he says, or do you think he's using this opportunity to make sure Kuminga knows he has his back?
No, my feelings are hurt.
What?
My fam's text, Guru, can you let Stani finish his take? And that's why I let you finish, to make sure you were done. Oh. But that hit me.
I thought he was going to say finish his cupcake.
I had a bite during her soundbite.
Did we bury the lead? Did you not read the note? Was there a note?
Yeah, there was a note.
You can read it.
From Chicago Jason.
Yeah, read it on air.
From Chicago Jason.
That's all it was. Okay,
he didn't say,
all right.
You know, and I don't want to say his last name.
Yeah.
But just out of...
To your point, Stani, and your question, I think it was to show him he had his back.
Like, donut butt.
Yeah, he wants to roll. He saw the effort, and coach has given him that much.
Yeah.
But
this is why I do think, you know, Steve Kerr's really, really bright. Like, he took that opportunity, and he knew how to spin it, to me, the right way. All right, 888-957-9570. And I'm a little annoyed because I am asking about how people are feeling about Steph Curry and the expectations you have for him this season. And the boss came up to me today and he goes, what do you think the fans are expecting out of Curry? Forget the team for now. What do you think they're expecting out of Steph Curry? And I said, they're expecting Steph Curry to be Steph Curry. Mm. Same player he's been. And he goes, that's not fair. Because this guy's 37 years old and he still has to be the number one on a team.
Because he can, though, boss.
He can. He can.
And wants to.
He can. But for this team, in my mind, to take the next step, he's either got to be a one, and then you've got to get a better third option in here, or can you somehow get a player better than Steph?
Okay.
And he can start being a two in terms of pecking order, which, to me, if you made him a two – in terms of the pecking order, especially with a bigger guy, then I do think he could play for a little while longer.
And you don't feel like you're driving the Ferrari 100 miles an hour.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Now, maybe, and I don't want to get off to a negative start, but if something were to pop off with Kuminga, Stani, and he was to get moved, you know, maybe at that juncture, and we saw last season a trade that changed the fortunes of the Golden State Warriors, the metrics, everything. So, you know, I'm just saying, I want Kuminga to stay and be here and to be a part of the future. But somehow, if that's not, I do sometimes just think to myself, what would that player or players look like that they would get back? Because yeah. Kuminga's got some – Stani, I mean, man, if I'm around the league, just not making it about JK, but let's be honest, man, this dude can play, man, and he's young as all outdoors with some gifts.
So the Stani, I thought Bird hurt his back shoveling snow in his mother's driveway. I'm not sure that's right. Why would he be in French Lick, though, in the winter?
Seeing his mom?
They play in the holidays.
Yeah, you're right.
And you know what? It might have been snow, but now it's 25 years later, so it's concrete.
The story says he was shoveling gravel.
Gravel.
To build a driveway.
Yeah.
Where nowadays, guys don't do that real stuff.
Go ahead, Evan. Yeah, start mocking the older generation now. Go ahead. This is what you usually do.
No, I'm just going to say that's...
stupid?
Yeah. If you got the money to hire someone to build a driveway, maybe you should think about hiring someone to build a driveway.
Don't you get it, Evan?
Nah.
He's a Midwesterner.
Oh, I know a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
But if he had it to do over again, he was right here on the other mics, Donnie. He would say, mic three, he would say, I probably should have hired somebody. You know? And we would have got to see him and Lynn Bias play to get, well, Lynn passed
away. No, we would have never been able to ever see that.
That hurt me, man.
Let's go to Devin in the Uber. Wants to talk expectations for the Warriors and Curry. What's going on, Devin? How are you, my man?
My guys, how you guys doing, man? Let me say this first. As the head of Steiny's Secret Service, I'm very competitive. So the fact that
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Got the cupcakes, man. Like, I don't know. I'm kind of hating. I might have to give you and Goo a couple Lamborghinis or something. I got to make something shake.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
Alcohol works.
Who can outdo Kara's cupcakes from Chicago, Jason?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, that's the... yeah. I'm going to have to think of something to give my guy.
The bar is set.
But no, salute to Jason. Salute to... But speaking of Curry, you know what, bro? Curry, when it comes to hoop, athleticism, that's the one that fades. That's the one Father Time really has beef with, right?
Yep.
So once you lose that, it's kind of, if you don't have a jump shot, it's you know, you're looking like you're going to be doing what I'm doing, you know? But Curry being the best shooter that the world has ever seen, right? That's going to buy him another 3 years. I'm not going to lie. And so even with him doing what he's doing now, Stani, I think that his numbers were due to the team, more so the team, like, that's not around him. I don't think it was really him, you know. And but even then, I do, or, you know, maybe in a perfect universe somewhere, Kuminga's the main guy, but Steph is still a Warrior doing what Kyle Korver did, you know, for another 3 years, doing what J.J. Redick did, you know. And hoping that he can do that, because one thing he can do is spot up and shoot. One thing he can do is run. And if you're saying, hey, Steph, now you really don't got to worry about dribbling. We're going to bring in another point guard, really just run around, do the Rip Hamilton thing, do your thing. I could see Steph still getting 25.
All day.
Still getting 24, 25 and being very effective and probably more efficient because he has less duties on offense. So I'm hoping that's the way we can go. That's a perfect world. But seeing how this is going to go, you know, we're going to try to be optimistic, man. But let's
for sure.
And then to speak on one last thing.
Yep.
I'm hearing guys having expectations, you know, like they could see a championship. Sure, I could see a championship, you know, opportunity, right? But us at our A game and everybody else, like, I feel like one thing we can't do is say everybody else has the potential to get injured, but we'll be healthy. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been healthy the past several years. So I love you guys, man. I got to try to think of some stuff so I can get for y'all.
Well, you know where we're at. Hey, Devin, real quick, I got a quick question for you. When you're driving Uber and you pick somebody up, do you know before you pick them up if they've tipped you or not?
I'll know afterwards.
Okay, good. Well,
I'll
okay.
A lot of the wholesome folk.
Yeah.
A lot of wholesome folk, they'll give me some cash.
I got
and,
you.
And I never ask for it. That's one thing I do. I never ask, and I'm always bashful when they hand it to me.
I got you, dude.
But if you want to give us Uber drivers cash so we ain't got to, you know, show it on that little form later on,
there it is.
Appreciate it, man. Love you guys.
Appreciate you, Devin. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Now coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
You're going to laugh, but I jotted this down last night, and I just want your take. You're talking... Excuse me. You're talking about that other guy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Don't make up a name
no.
here. Believe in it.
Buddy Hield is in his inner Klay Thompson. I mean, Buddy can shoot that thing, and I'm thinking about a lineup. You just put in the other two. Steph, Buddy, Horford, just put in two others. But, Steiny, I'm wondering, as we get down the road here, are we taking or overlooking just Buddy? I'm like, I expect it to go in, and that's what he's known for. But now, Steiny, I think, oh, my God, this dude is a weapon.
He's streaky. He's going to have bad games. He's going to have bad shooting games.
He's not saying he's not, but man.
You know, Devin in the Uber brought something up.
Yeah.
About,
I'm Batman.
You know, when there might be a time when Curry plays off the ball more and really, you know, is a let's say a J.J. Redick type, even though I don't like that comparison just because it's Redick. But in order for that to happen, they've got to get another playmaker. Butler's not going to be able to get that done as we move forward. And I don't see a player on the roster right now that really can create. And if Steph's going to start to slide more to two, play off the ball. And right now, Pods is not it. I just don't think he's it right now.
Yeah.
Can he? We'll see. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors Lakers next Tuesday. That's just 6 days away. The season's here. No LeBron. Go down there and get a win. Start 1-0. But what are your expectations this year for Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors? And the reason we're talking about Steph Curry is he is now 37 years old, and he is playing at a level that few, if any, that no other player his size
there you go.
Has ever played at this late in his career.
There you go.
So I'm talking to the boss, and he goes, what do you think about Curry? Curry this year? I'm like, what do you think people think? I'm like, people think he's going to be Curry, period. And he goes, that's not fair. It's not fair. We can't keep expecting him to do this because he's already doing something that's never been done.
It's the price of greatness.
Yeah, no, it is.
I would tell the boss that.
It is. It is. But is it the best for this organization moving forward? And is it the best way to go about getting back on top if they can?
I got a quick question, and I hate to do this and cross-reference sports, but now you got me and the boss thinking, do you think what the Niners are doing to McCaffrey and the touches is fair?
Yeah. I don't. McCaffrey's up there, but he's not like Steph.
But even with the injury history he's had just last season, could one say, is this fair? Or McCaffrey doing his inner athlete, I can handle it, I got it. Boss, don't even think that way. And I know it's two different sports, but they're running him. It seems like Kyle's running them into the ground.
Yeah,
is that a compliment?
I look at McCaffrey as kind of...
Until he gets hurt,
a little bit on the backside of his prime.
Okay, gotcha.
So, like, I kind of understand why Shanahan would run him into the ground right now. This is Steph Curry, though, who's
prime, like Amazon,
who's 37, and Are the Warriors running him into the ground? I guess is my question.
What do you know about that injury in regard to hamstring that he suffered?
Nothing. I don't know anything about injuries.
And Kittle, like, it was that a one-off? There's no residue? He just experienced that last spring, and there's nothing to see here? Because I got PTSD on it, Steiny. I really do.
I mean, I don't know. It's a hamstring injury 6 months ago. Yeah. I got to believe it's...
All right.
You know,
it's like a pimple.
I mean, who knows? We're in an unknown area.
Never had a soft tissue injury in 16
years. I don't
even
know what that means. And I'll bet you that's not true.
First soft tissue injury. Like
when he fell in Houston?
That was a tailbone. And
I don't even know what soft tissue is.
Like your hamstring, your thigh,
Calf issues early in his career?
No, those were ankles.
I know they were ankles,
he's
had calf issues.
Evan, they said he never had a soft tissue injury. Now this dude's making me be Dr. Dina Dale.
I don't even know what a soft tissue injury is.
Because you never ran hard.
What's it matter?
Well, ask Kittle. He's been out because of a soft tissue injury, hamstring.
Right, Curry injured his hamstring last year, right?
I'm just wondering, does that mean you're in the system of, I've had it could come back, that's all. I'm just worried.
Evan, get Ponge on the phone.
Yeah.
Tell him we need him in here for an hour.
Yeah, I'll make a call.
Thank you.
That cupcake was good.
Here's the one guy that I think could be an important player in this roster, and it's Melton. Because I just did not see enough of Melton last year to really understand what he's great at and, you know, what his strengths and weaknesses are. But clearly the team and the front office liked what they saw. So what if Melton can play point guard?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, oh, my gosh, what?
It's his. And we saw it. And they were 12-4. Like, Steiny, Melton's, he can play this game. I'm not saying he's Iverson. He don't need to be. Jack of all trades, master of none. Can hit the three, create his own shot, pass. He's cerebral, Steiny. He's smart. And I think that's the biggest flex, that he played, you know, as many games as he didn't with the Warriors, and they bring him back after having that injury. So they, to your point, they like what they saw.
Yeah.
And I'd like Melton his whole career.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the expectations for the Golden State Warriors and for Steph Curry this year. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Our man.
Let's talk about Jimmy Butler.
No, JK.
We can talk about Butler. Hey, Coach.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah, you know, I'm a fan, but I'm not a starry-eyed fan, a dreamer. I think more like a gambler and bookies.
Yep.
And one thing you could be sure of for Jimmy Butler, if you look at his track record, and you have to consider it, he's a 50-game-a-year player, okay? That's always been him. For some reason, kicked out, injury, something, you can really can't count on Jimmy for more than 50 games. And I think that's why someone else like JK or someone is going to be one of the keys to the Warriors' victory. Now, with Steph, I think Steph really only knows how to play one way. He plays like Steph Curry. I don't think Steph will ever be a Kyle Korver or sit in the corner or a J.J. Redick or Mark Price. No, Steph is going to play like Steph until he takes off the tennis shoes, okay? So that's who he is. But right now, I would like to say, and I'm not going to be long, but I'd like to say I'm really impressed with what Jonathan Kuminga is doing right now.
He's definitely trying to do the right thing. Yeah.
His rebounding, his decision making, he's throwing some beautiful passes out there. He didn't shoot not one three-pointer last night in the first half, okay? He's swinging the ball around. So thanks, Steiny, for saying that he's trying out there. He's doing what the coaches is asking him to do. I'm glad Steve Kerr actually gave him some positive pub on that because JK, you know, if JK plays with emotion, I think you got a monster out there, okay? I just don't want him to sit back and think, I'm more athletic, so I'm going to Cadillac my way through. No, I wanted JK with some emotion out there, fire out there. So.
Good sign
and
early, Coach.
Let me give you this before you leave, because I told Steiny, and I mean this, Steiny. Oh, he's gone. Oh, we're up against it.
Yeah.
I'll tell them on the other
side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I see calls, and we'll get them on the other side. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is going to be live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock, and here's the deal. They'll have all the early games on. The beer garden's going to be open. It's going to have a DJ. Bartenders are going to be serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up right now.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.